Joe, how would you characterize your day? You got, obviously started out strong, a couple of individual turnovers on your part, but in the end, you drove the team into territory to get them to win.
Yeah, we struggled, man. We got to get better. We definitely got something going early with a little bit of help from our defense and giving us some short fields. And, you know, we got touchdowns, which proved to be big. But, you know, we struggled all day. And, you know, you had to give credit to the defense. But we got to do a lot of things better in order to be successful. And we didn't do it again.
You've been part of some games with some really exciting finishes. Is this right up there near the top of that list?
Oh, I don't know if this was exciting. It would have been more exciting to be on Cincinnati's side. And then, you know, obviously we won. So that was exciting. But, yeah, I don't know if it was more exciting, as much exciting as it was, you know, one of those ones where you wipe your forehead and say, whew, you know, like, thank God we got out with this one. Having said that, it is a big win, and you take them no matter how you get them. I thought our defense played really well today, and like I said, gave us some chances to score points and kept them out of the end zone, got turnovers. So we got to look at this and, you know, use it to try to catapult ourselves for the rest of the way.
Not sure you've ever played in the windier field, maybe not here. Just getting the ball up and having it sail, kicking and throwing.
Yeah, probably not here. The one place that comes to mind maybe is like I was New York's old stadium when we played the Giants up there my rookie year. It was weird because, you know, you look at the top of the stadium where the flags were and the wind was going one way, but down on the field it was going the opposite way. It was kind of easier to throw the ball into the wind. The flea flicker, I probably could have got out there more, but I probably could have adjusted for that. I just felt like I was a little bit behind him, so I had to kind of get the ball out quick. Going with the wind, though, it was tough to throw the ball down the field just because that's when the ball kind of got caught up and went right or just sailed totally long. If you could keep the ball low into the wind, though, it was a little bit easier probably than even going with it.
Joe, I know you said you were thinking immediately overtime, but is it tough in those final couple of minutes not to think about the ramifications if you don't pull out, if you're not able to pull out the game?
Of course. You know, it's tough, but it's not that tough when you take the field and you're getting the play call and you're going after it. Obviously, we all want to, you know, have it be easy and knock the ball down and get out of there with a win, but that's not the way it happened. And we had to kind of stand up, gather ourselves, and go win a football game. The defense did a good job on fourth down. And, you know, then we took the ball and didn't have to move it too far, but made a couple plays and got ourselves in the position where Tucker could hit a good kick.
Yo, Joe, I know you don't think about when you're on the field. You're thinking about the plays. But when you're going to overtime and you see the Hail Mary, does it cross your mind, okay, guys, you know, this could be it. This, you know, we have to do something, or, you know, this might be it for us for the season?
I don't know if you're thinking that, if it's going to be it for us for the season, but you're not, you know, yeah, it's you're probably not thinking all good thoughts. There's some bad thoughts in there, and listen, it is what it is. We're laying ourselves out there. We're putting our bodies on the line. We're going out there and we're playing as hard as we can. We want to win football games, and we're doing the best we can to win football games. We're not playing great right now, but we're doing the best we can to win football games. If it doesn't turn out that way, once again, we're a bunch of tough men, and we have to stare it in the eye and stare it in the face and say, all right, let's go get the next one. But, yeah, like I said earlier, when you're out in the field, it's tough to think about all that stuff. Real quickly, you kind of say to yourself, you got to be kidding me. It is not going right. It is just not going right. You know, and me and Tori sit back down on the bench and just look at each other and, wow. But, you know, then you pretty quickly get back up and take the field and see what you can do.
Do you feel this game puts you right back in the mix for the division?
Of course. I never really thought like we were out of the mix just because we hadn't played these guys. You know, we still play Pittsburgh again. We got a good stretch. We got, you know, before this there was 8 games left. I mean, that's anything can happen in that amount of time, especially when you have 2 against, you know, 3 more division games. So I don't think we ever thought we were out of it, and this game definitely helps.